The cap on the program known as Family Care was part of the budget. The freeze caused significant backlash from Wisconsin residents on waiting lists and the federal government. U.S. Medicaid officials ordered the state to lift the cap. At a legislative hearing on whether to do that, the state's Deputy Health Secretary, Kitty Rhodes, said the program cap was meant to be temporary.
The timeout that we had is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that will never happen again. It's our deep commitment to ensure that we have gotten it right and that we are going to be able to sustain over the long haul.
Lifting the cap will require about $80 million, which Rhodes says can be found through cost-saving measures. But Republican Representative Robin Voss says the state may not have the money for expansion into counties that don't have family care now. A possible roadblock in the assembly concerns Lisa Pugh of the Survival Coalition. She says disabled youngsters can get care at school, but then struggle as adults.
If you happen to live in one of those counties that doesn't have family care, you hit a cliff and you don't have any sort of a handoff into the long-term care system that helps you make good on that investment.
Family care operates in 57 of Wisconsin's 72 counties. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.